discuss these three examples, okay? Silicosis, asbestosis, as well as anthracosis. Mish anthrax, anthracosis. Okay, let us start with the silicosis. Of course, from its name, it's a disease that related to the exposure of silica. Okay, silica, it occurs in a two form, either crystalline or amorphous. Crystalline or amorphous. Crystalline silica, it is not bonded to any other material, so they also call it free silica, which is the most dangerous one. Okay? It's not combined to other. Amorphous silica, it is relatively non-toxic, not dangerous, while the free silica is the most dangerous one. So silicosis occurs as a result of inhalation of free silica. Okay? Free silica or crystalline silica, the same, or it is dioxide silica. So that it is the most dangerous one, while the amorphous, it is relatively non-toxic to the pulmonary or to the respiratory system. Silicosis is a very dangerous disease, is a major disease causing permanent disability and mortality of the worker. It is, of course, developed as a result of repeated exposure and in particularly inhalation of the silica, the free silica or silica dioxide. So it is caused by inhalation of dust with the free silica, with the lung, of course, for a long period of time and repeated exposure to this material. As you know already, we mentioned that these dust causing irritation and then fibrosis of the lung, I mean definitely of the lung, and then formation of fibrosis and scar formation, and then the construction or the texture of the lung will be changed, and the fibrosis will extend it more and more, and that will lead to the no exposure for a long exposure of silicosis. Another MCSLA. Of course, as any other, the incidence of silica depends on chemical of the or composition of the dust, just now we said, free and amorphous, and also the size of the particle, I mean of the dust or of the silica fiber, the same. In addition to the duration of the exposure, more and more to the individual susceptibility. Of course, you know, the chemical composition, the higher the concentration of the free silica, the greater the danger will be, definitely. This is the first one. Coming to the size. The size in silicosis, the most dangerous size in the silicosis is the size of 0.5 to 3. So this is the most dangerous size. You remember in the previous we said 1 to 5, but here in silicosis 0.5 to 3 micron, it is the most dangerous size or diameter of silica that affect the human body. Of course, the third is the duration. Definitely, the longer the duration, the more the dangerous will be. The risk will be more. Okay. With the duration, okay, it's ranging between few months. We will see why it is few months. We will discuss it, how it occurs. And it may extend to 20 years or even more than 20 years. So few months up to 20 or more than 20 years. Depend, of course, upon that these factors just already we mentioned, particularly the size of the particle, and also duration as well as the concentration, in addition to the susceptibility of person. Pathologically, as we said, that silica will cause irritation, of course, and then fibrosis by the salicylic acid, irritated by salicylic acid, then fibrosis, and then this fibrosis will cause something characteristic for the silicosis, nodular fibrosis. Nodular fibrosis, it is the characteristic we will see. We can differentiate it from asbestosis later on. Okay, it is a nodular fibrosis. These ranging, the size of these is ranging between 3 to 4 millimeter, okay, in diameter. This nodular fibrosis particularly located in the upper zone of the lung. This also the second differentiated character from the asbestosis, we will see it later on. So it is in the upper part of the lung. Then of course emphysema will occur, and right heart failure will, and in addition, those patients are more liable to TB. About 50% of them were liable to TB, or on the other side, those TB person more liable to get these diseases. Okay. Of course, the presentation and severity of silicosis, just now we said, depend on the dust factor and host factor. The dust factor, concentration, as well as particle by itself, the size, and the duration of exposure. For the host, from the host point of view, genetic factor, definitely. Cigarette smoking, also very important, as well as presence of other pulmonary disease, just now we mentioned, like TB. So these factors affecting the severity and duration of the disease. What are the occupation that being at risk of getting silicosis? So many, mining, tunnels, and cement, sandblasting, ceramic, important also, silica floor manufacture, slat pencil, aqlam al-rasas manufacturing, pottery worker, glass marker maker, all these are at a risk, they are at risk of getting silicosis. So what's the clinical picture or spectrum of disease? Just now you remember we said we have classic, we have accelerated, and we have acute. Classic silicosis, accelerated silicosis, as well as acute. Regarding classic and the accelerated, they are also having two types, simple or complicated. Progressive massive fibrosis, it will develop into progressive massive fibrosis, this is for classic as well as for accelerated, but the acute, no, it is acute, very soon. Now coming to the classic. Of course, from its name, or its chronic, from its name, it's most common. Its form, its result from exposure 10 to 20 years, just now we say, or more than 20 years even, okay? It's result from low or moderate exposure and concentration of the air or of the dust to this material. And this concentration containing less than 30% silica. So less than 30, low concentration or moderate, and it is less than 30%. dust of them. Of course, for that reason, it occurs after a long period of time. At early symptoms, the patient will complaining of what? Just cough, irritative cough, and expectoration. Sometimes, maybe yes, this will associate with dyspnea. But this dyspnea is not related to the asbestosis. It is related to the bronchitis or due to the smoking. But with the time, when the cases become advanced, the dyspnea will become more and more. So in this case, the simple silicosis is at risk of developing a complication. But the dyspnea later on will be related or attributed to the silicosis. We said by X-ray, of course, we said there is a small round opacity. ممكن نسكت رجاء. Small round opacity. It is fibrosis. It is in the upper zone of the lung. This is a characteristic. They call it the appearance of a snow storm appearance in the upper zone of the lung. It is there. Landmark or hallmark. Hilar lymph node enlarged and then it becomes calcified, circumferentially calcification. And the shape, we'll call it eggshell shape, eggshell appearance or eggshell patterns. Eggshell patterns is not only in silicosis, there is another disease that may give this picture. We can find it in sarcoidosis and also sclerodermia, but to differentiate it, silicosis from those is the opacity in the upper zone, round fibrin opacity in the upper zone. Silicosis nodule is a pathological hallmark of the silicosis. Just now we said. This opacity will become larger and larger, and then it will combine, okay? It will combine, and then the upper part of the lung result in the loss of the upper part, and then basal emphysema will occur. So all these very simple pathology, I will discuss it to you. You can see this picture. Of course, it's the diagnosis, definitely diagnosis from any other disease, as any other disease, particularly for the occupational disease, history, detailed history, of course. History of silica exposure, chest X-ray, definitely. We can see these patches in the upper zone. And also pulmonary function test, we will see obstructive lesion. Lung function, we will see. And there is, the lung capacity will be diminished, decreased in the FEV1 in relation to the FVC percentage, there is a decrease in this ratio. All these will be a diagnostic, but the most important is the opacity in the fibrotic, nodular fibrotic opacity in the upper zone. We said simple silicosis at risk of developing so many complications are related to the silicosis simple or the other accelerated. What are these complications? First of all, cardiopulmonary complications. So many. Progressive massive fibrosis, of course, it will change into progressive massive fibrosis of the lung. Okay. About three times more those with a simple or simple silicosis were liable to get TB, just now we said, 3 times more than the other disease. Basal emphysema will occur, and pneumothorax death will occur later. This is for the cardiorespiratory complication. Another complication is immunomediated complication, disseminated sclerosis, sclerodermia, as well as rheumatoid arthritis. We call it Kaplan syndrome. Another complication is the renal complication. Moreover, there is other complication, which is cancer. So all these are complications of the simple silicosis. Coming to the accelerated silicosis, also we said it is two types, simple and complicated. Okay. How it result? It results from the higher concentration, higher than that of the simple, of a silica, over a period 5 to 10 years, by while that one is 20 years or more. And it is due to the inhalation of fine or very, very fine fiber, okay, or dust, okay, of a high silica content, fine, or it is usually associated with the sclerodermia, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus erythematosus, and other conditions, and it is progressive to the, just now we said, to the massive fibrotic complication. Now coming to the acute silica, just now we said, you remember at the beginning, maybe few months to 20 or more than 20 years. So acute silicosis is the one that takes few months or even not more than 1 year. So it results from the excessive inhalation or excessive concentration of the very fine silica, very, very fine silica, okay, in the dust. The symptoms occurs within a weeks. It's very fast. Or months, it's very fast. 80% of a cases occurs as little as a few years or even 1 year, and death will occur within 1 year or not more than 5 years, and then ended by death in several years as a respiratory failure because of inhalation, high concentration of the dust with the very, very fine silica particle. It occurs more frequently in activity where fracture or crushing of the silica occurs, like this, for sandblasting and rock drilling, like this. So the silica particles will be very, very fine and in a high concentration. That's why causing acute silicosis, which will be ended by death very fast, within not more than 5 years, within 8 years. Now, coming to the clinical feature, definitely, chronic irritant cup, just now we said, dyspnea, fatigue, loss of appetite, particularly for in the acute, chest pain, and weight loss, and unintended weight loss, fever, this is for the acute, okay. Chest x-ray, of course, you can see the snowstorm appearance, that is the nodular fibrosis in the upper part of the lung, the silicosis nodule, and also eggshell calcification of the lymph node. And by histologically, we can see crystal of silica. We said silicosis are liable for TB. They are 3 times more, at least, than the other. So we call it silica tuberculosis. Silica tuberculosis, silicosis is progressive, and what is more important is it's prone to pulmonary TB. Just now we said they call it silica tuberculosis. It occurs about 25% of the silica, or more, at least. Surprisingly, by when examined the sputum, there is no TB bacilli, or rarely we can see the TB bacilli in the sputum. This is silico tuberculosis. What's the treatment for silicosis? There is no specific treatment for silicosis. Once the fibrosis occurs, it will never reverse. We can't return back to normal. So when fibrosis changes, that already taken place cannot be reversed. There is no known method for intervention to prevent the condition of progression of the disease, never. Even if we take the patient away from exposure, the progression will be go through. So the only way to prevent silicosis is by controlling. From the beginning, we said that occupational disease mostly is primary prevention. So mostly we have to depend on the primary prevention. So what we can do, rigorous dust control measure, so to prevent occurrence of the disease, this is one. And also substitution by other material. You remember we said there is one toxic, one dangerous, the other is less dangerous. So substitution and complete enclosure. You remember all this is the engineering, okay, method for prevention of the occupational disease. Isolation and hydroblasting, wetting. Not dry. In addition of good housekeeping and personal protection, all these are, I am sure you know it, it is a primary prevention more than we can do secondary. Of course, the other thing is regular physical examination of the worker. You remember, we call it periodic physical examination or periodic clinical examination of the worker. Silica exposure should be stopped to prevent further damage of the lung. Smoking should be quit. Quit smoking. Of course, TB patients should be treated as early as possible. As we said, the course of progression will be taking on or extended for a decade, even if we remove the patient from or the worker from the area. So in this case, prevention is remain the most important thing for controlling of the disease. That's primary prevention. This is the first lecture finished. Coming to the asbestosis, I hope we can continue it or finish it. Okay. For your benefit, okay. Okay. Look to the definition of the asbestosis. It is a diffuse interstitial pulmonary fibrosis, while the silicosis, it is a nodular. Here, it is a diffuse. This is the first difference between the two. It is a diffuse interstitial pulmonary fibrosis that occurs, of course, due to the exposure to the asbestos fiber. So, for asbestos, it's a commercial name given to it. It is actually, it is silica fiber. Silica fiber combined with the so many other, with the magnesium, with the iron, with the sodium, and so on, so on. So it combined with the bases as magnesium, iron, calcium, sodium, and aluminium. Mostly, most of them with the magnesium. Silica is used in particular previously. Now they stop it, reduce its using. Previously they use it very huge. Why they use it? It possess some physical characteristic. It is resistance to heat, thermal resistance. It is noise resistance. It is water resistance, and also it is resistance to some chemical substances. So, and also other things. It is flexible and high tensile in strength. That's why it is used in many factory. Important factory. Asbestos fiber, the length is 20 to 500 micron in length and diameter 0.5 to 50 micron diameter. But these are the characteristic. For these characteristic, it is used in many manufacture. It's fireproofing because it's heat resistant. It's wire insulation, friction material, the brake lining, roofing and floor, for roof and floor, they use it. Ship construction and so many other. It's used in many other as asbestos cement, in a brake lining, gasket, and other manufacture. Why? Because of its property. It is classified into two forms. Serpentine, 93% of the manufacturer or the commercial, they use this serpentine. This contain a high quantity of magnesium. The other is amphibole. It is only 7% of the commercial that use amphibole. It contain less magnesium than the serpentine. So this serpentine, they call it white asbestos, and those are the amphibole, we have blue and brown asbestos. This is the serpentine, and this is the other one. So, how can we get asbestosis? Either direct or indirect. Direct or indirect. Indirect, we have also two types. Either primary in miners and miller, بالمناجم والطحن, or secondary in the manufacturer plant, بالمعامل, secondary. The indirect, it occurs how? Bystanders or family member of the worker. So indirectly. Who are at risk? Plumbers, سباكي، installation worker، carpenters and welder and many other. Of course, the prevalence is increased with the duration of exposure, definitely dose response, and also smoker or ex-smoker, they are more at risk of getting this, and also the mortality rate is high. If you remember at the beginning of the occupational health, we said if smoking with the asbestos, 50 to 70% will get the disease with the smoking. If you remember from the first lecture, if I am not mistaken. So all these are being at risk. Of course, it occurs asbestos in our body through inhalation. Okay? And it goes to the alveolar, it causing irritation and deposit irritation, and then fibrosis will occur as any other, and leading to the difficulty or respiratory failure and then death, pulmonary fibrosis and then death. Of course, when we inhale it, the fibrosis or the irritation and fibrosis, it is a mechanical due to the irritation of the fiber. And then fibrosis will occur. It is peribronchial. Please look. Peribronchial diffuse in character, which is different from that of the silicosis. It is peribronchial and diffuse in character, while in the silicosis nodular. And other, it is in the base, in the lower lobe of the lung. So these two different characteristics between the two, asbestosis and silicosis. So it is peribronchial diffuse and basal. It is different in contrast to the silicosis, which is nodular fibrosis, and it is in the upper lobe of the lung. This is the lung architecture will change into honeycomb, and then there will be narrowing and obstruction of the airway. And the latent period, you know what you mean by latent period, it is with the average of 20 to 30 years. It takes long time. Also, carcinoma of the bronchus will be associated or will be more liable to be occurred than other diseases. Of course, like the other, the disease characterized by dyspnea, cough, chest pain, and so on and so on. Okay. And bilateral inspiratory crepitation will occur. In advanced cases, this is very important, there is clubbing of fingers. So it means there is cardiac distress and cyanosis. This is also a characteristic of the asbestosis, clubbing of the finger and cyanosis. Interestingly, the sputum containing what do we call asbestos body, okay, which is asbestos fiber coated by protein. So we can detect it by the bronchial lavage. We can detect asbestos body. This is also very good. Of course, there is restriction in the lung function, as you can see here. By X-ray, This is ثالث مرة رابع مرة. There is a bilateral diffuse nodular. Bilateral diffuse nodular at the base, okay, of the lung, lower zone of the lung. There is shaky heart sign. Shaky heart signs also characteristic of the asbestosis. Interstitial fibrosis and shaky heart sign. Histological analysis, we can, just now we said, we can detect asbestos body by bronchial lavage. Diagnosis, no, from history, clinical picture, and X-ray, I am coming very fast, and pulmonary function in addition, bronchoalveolar lavage for detection of the asbestos body. Usually, ما بعرف انتو رحتوا او ما رحتوا clinical, لما تروحون دائما for the diagnosis, there is what do we call it, differential diagnosis, idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, but this idiopathic occur in the young age and it is very fast and within very short period. And there is what do we call it, pseudo-asbestos body. So these are the differential diagnoses. But the best thing to detect or to confirm the diagnosis is by bronchial lavage, valvular lavage, for detection of the asbestos body. Okay. This X-ray, okay, shaky heart. And this is the asbestos. What's the treatment? Definitely. Again, once established that the disease is, it will be progressed to very bad, even when we remove the patient from the area, okay? Or even when exposure is discontinued. Of course, stopping additional exposure, careful monitoring to facilitate early diagnosis, cessation of smoking, smoking cessation, regular influenza and pneumococcal vaccine should be given because they are more liable for the other chest disease. Disability assessment, pulmonary rehabilitation, you remember, okay, and assessment for disability. Aggressive treatment for respiratory infection, just now we said, because they are more liable for any other disease. Respiratory, I mean, definitely. And health education of the patient. What are the control measures of asbestos? Okay. Prevention of asbestosis, first, prevent measure, use safe type of asbestos. Just now we said there is one better than the other. Substituted of other insulant, glass fiber, مكان ما نستعمله. Okay. Mineral wool, they call it. Okay. Calcium silicate and plastic form, etc. Dust control, rigorous dust control, definitely, monitoring all the time. Periodic examination of the worker all the time. Complete periodic examination, including X-ray and lavage. Continue research for the diagnosis. Monitoring the environment of the factory, so the permissible exposure limit, PEL, permissible exposure limit will be 0.5 fiber per cubic centimeter, TWAA. What do you mean by TWA8? Time working 8 hours, average 8 hours. In 8, it means 8 hours. It should be not more than 0.5. Switch to alternative material. We call it man-made fiber. Just now we say fiberglass and the other. Engineering control include enclosure. You remember that in engineering, it's the first line of prevention in the occupational disease. Increase ventilation and use of personal respirometer. Stop tobacco. Permissible exposure limit, PEL, for asbestosis is 0.1 fiber per cubic centimeter of air. So it should not be more than that. Man-made, we said we can change it into, substitute it into man-made fiber, MM. These having constitute three main species. We have glass fiber, we have mineral wool, and we have ceramic fiber. This less dangerous than the asbestos. Okay. And the TWA8 should keep below 1 fiber per cubic centimeter. So that one, 0.1, but this one, so it may be more. So these substances can be used as a substitution of the asbestos in many manufacturers. So what are the significant occupation exposure to asbestos? Asbestos cement factories, asbestos textile industry, and asbestos mining and milling. So all these are causing asbestos. Thank you very much.